Hello, this is Dave.
Hello, sir. This is Aryan. We connected on LinkedIn yesterday.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm good, sir. A very good morning to you. Hello.
What's
Is my voice clear, sir?
Yeah, you're fine. I can hear you fine.
Yeah. First of all, sir, thank you so much for giving me your time. I know you must be very busy with homework, and you are helping out in my research study means a lot to me. So thank you so much for that.
Sure.
Before we begin, sir, let me quickly introduce myself to you. My name is Aryan Akshay. I work as a senior research analyst at BIS Research Private Limited. We are a market intelligence company, and I basically work in the advanced materials and chemicals and mobility team. And currently, sir, I have been tasked basically to understand about the electric ATVs and UTVs industry. And I myself am not an industry expert, so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to connect with industry experts like you so that I can have a better understanding of the overall scenario of the market and the market dynamics of this industry.
Sure.
First of all, sir, I would like to begin with my first question, sir. When we talk about electric ATVs, overall ATVs and UTVs, they are a part of off-road vehicle industry. So, but what I have researched so far in my study, I have seen that when we say off-road, most of the vehicles are ATV and UTVs. I mean, 90 to 95% are ATV and UTVs. Apart from these two types of vehicles, so what other type models of vehicles are considered as off-road vehicles?
What type of motors are you saying?
I mean, what other types of vehicles are considered as off-road except ATVs and UTVs?
Well, I guess if you could, there are motor, off-road motorcycles certainly, but otherwise, no, it would just be ATVs and UTVs.
Okay. So it's just ATV and UTVs. Okay. Also, sir,
Correct.
I'm trying to basically calculate the market number of this industry. And in my initial study and what I have calculated so far, I have seen that the global off-road vehicles market is around $13 to $14 billion. So do you think that the number which I have calculated is somewhat in the correct range?
I don't know from a global standpoint because I'm just,
Okay.
involved in the United States.
Okay.
In the U.S., I'm not sure the total dollar volume. You probably could get that from the Motorcycle Industry Council. I don't know if you've
Okay.
communicated with them or not. They track the volume for the United States by units and by dollar
Okay.
volume. I don't know if you can, if they'll share that information or not,
Okay.
but that would be one way to try and get a hold of that information. But the ATV and the UTV market in North America has been pretty steady, but it's almost all gasoline powered. There's virtually no electric in that space.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Okay. So, yeah, just about the last point which you mentioned, like most of the vehicles that are available are gas powered ATVs and UTVs, and electric has a very small share in that. So, I also understood from this point of view, like if you talk about the North American market, in terms of like if the overall ATV and UTV that are present is around 100 or 110, the share of electric ATV UTV is around 5 to 6%. So it's that low. So do you think that is what I'm calculating is somewhat correct? Like 5 to 6% of the overall ATVs?
I don't think it's
Okay,
even that high, because
okay. So
of the
it's lesser
major
than that, five.
players, if you look at the major manufacturers, the only major manufacturer that even has an electric UTV is Polaris, and they just
Yeah.
introduced that and started shipping that a month ago. So there is a, as far as I can see from a competitive landscape, there is virtually no electric presence at all. I mean, very,
Okay.
very minimal. And if there are any ATVs, there's not any adult electric ATVs. There might be some small youth, some kids units, but there are no full-size electric ATVs being produced at this point. So I would say that 5% is not accurate. I would think it's probably less than
Okay.
1%.
Okay. So as you mentioned about Polaris, that's the only company that has introduced its electric motor into the market. But when I was going through my study, I've also found some of the companies like Zeronox, American Landmaster, Vulcan. These companies have also introduced the electric versions of ATVs and UTVs. So are these companies are not very much available? These products are not available in the market? Is that what you're trying to say?
They don't. Yeah, they don't. So American Landmaster sells virtually no. I mean, I don't know what their numbers are, but that's so small, and they're not a major player in the industry at all. That's a really, really small. I don't know how many units they sell, but when we look at the competitors, we don't even consider them a competitor. The real competitors are the four Japanese companies: Polaris,